100 Word Stories.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Are you listening to this on your new technology that Santa brought you, or whatever the Kwanzaa equivalent is, or Hanukkah equivalent? Or do you just fucking buy your stuff yourself, you know? Oh, sorry. It's the 100 Word Stories podcast. Weekly challenge. Last one of the year. The topic was New Year's resolutions. Cheesy as hell. I know, but sometimes you gotta go for the low-hanging fruit. Ooh, that could be a good topic. So, let's hear some stories. We got some from Muncie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Richard, Tom, Lizzie. Got a new person in the mix, Pedro. Welcome, Pedro. Serendipity. Zachman has returned. Norval Joe. Tura. And Planet Z. I don't really have much of a rant in me, except I saw a football bowl game where a team was 5-7 in the season. Really? Do we need that many corporate-sponsored, city-sponsored bowls to justify how much they spent on a stadium to lure an NFL team or get an expansion? We'll probably get, like, professional soccer there. Oh, but you can't play soccer in a football stadium. Yeah, Houston has built how many billions of stadiums? I don't know. You better shut up or they'll build a stadium to hold your public execution. So 5-7. You know, so that athletes don't have to study over the holidays. Yeah, that's going to be pretty... I know, student-athlete is not an oxymoron, but it usually is. Yeah, just what we need, more car dealers. Yeah. It's not like you're graduating scientists and... Oh, well, we graduate another politician. Yeah, just what we need. How about somebody who can actually solve problems? Well, they wouldn't have gone to college otherwise. That's the point. Resources towards things that are useful in teaching and stuff that we need. As opposed to someone who can hold and get penalties and break somebody's legs. Maybe that's important too, I don't know, but you can do that in the Army. Oh wait, they have a football team too. Every time I see Army or Navy or Air Force, those teams, someone get injured, I think, oh, that's a commission that really went well. They'll be great in combat hopping around. Ooh, they'll be flying a desk. And it just... I don't understand it. I don't understand it all. But, it's not for me to understand. Okay, I do have a bit of a ramble and a rant this year. So I did the obligatory Chinese food for, Christmas. I did not go see a movie. The local theater, the Regal Edwards 24, you know, they've got RPX and all the big stuff, except... all the real big movies that I want to see, Star Wars or Spectre, they're at this new iPix place, which is fancy foofy with a wine bar and reclining seats and all that stuff, and all the popcorn you can eat, except I go to movies at like 10:30 in the morning. I used to go after work, but I'd rather get the hell home, you know? And I used to walk on the treadmill. Taking a break from it, honest. And it's not a year-long break. I'm going to start back up January 1st, you know, like all the people who fool themselves do. And, yeah, they gave away all the good movies. Okay, sure, Mockingjay 2 or all that other crap is over at the... I want to see that. Fuck that shit. So I'm hoping that there actually is a movie that I want to see, the Edwards. I've still got 2 free passes there. What good are they if there's nothing I want to see? It's just dumb. And I see movies so early, I can't do the wine bar at the IPIC, even though at the Angelica, I was like, okay, Jack and Coke, all right, I'm going to go see the movie. And they never went around at the downtown Angelica or the Sundance, whatever it's called now. And, you know, would you like more? You know, they never had that. They didn't give a shit. You know, that's true service. Maybe IPIC has that. I don't know. But it's in the middle of a upscale hoity-toity mall. Single file this way and that. It's a pain in the ass to get to. There's construction everywhere. And it's like, I don't want to deal with that shit. And then all these facelifted lacrosse moms that you're going to run over by accident. And it's like, fuck. I don't want to deal with that shit. I've got Edwards right here. I could even walk to it. I used to do that. I used to walk to it. And now that the bus runs on Sunday, I could have bussed to it, but not anymore. They run the buses on. Every time I see the buses run on Sunday or on holidays, it's like, why couldn't that shit happen when I was needing that? Just frustrating. And I used to work on Christmas. My wife still does, but I used to work on Christmas. I had to. It was a, you know, everyone else is celebrating. Get in there, Jew ass. And it's like, oh, fuck. It would take hours to get to work and hours to get home because of the fucking buses. And I have to walk forever from the bus stops from the routes that did run once an hour. And if you miss, and, you know, you're doing a transfer and you drop off at one place expecting a transfer and you see the other one pulling away and you think, fuck me. You don't want to spend on a cab because that'll eat up all the money that you made that day, even at holiday rate. And it's just stupid. It sucked. And Uber wasn't around then. You know? So you have to fake being sick. It's like, fuck this shit. I'm sick. Not like anyone would call, but or send a ticket in or whatever. Or it would be the ones that are real emergencies. And all the people were real, with real skill and seniority, well, they could get the time off. And so you're stuck asking for advice and help and trying to escalate to someone who isn't there. And if you had to, well, you know, if you escalate and no one's available, you have to call someone within 5 minutes for this and that. And you'd go all the way up the chain to someone that, you know, their job was not fixing things. Their job was firing people. Well, one, you know how to do that. That's why I'm on tickets, backing up phones, giving excuses where this isn't covered by our scope. Well, you should fix it. Well, this isn't covered by our scope. They did something that they shouldn't, and we warned them, and they didn't. Well, you should fix it anyway. This is how you make your money, asshole. So those were long. Those days are long. I don't know why I obsess on it, maybe because I'm a jerk or an asshole or obsessed or miserable or depressed. I don't know. Or damaged. I can look back and I think I laugh at it. I use it as inspiration for some of this shit. Also, what inspires me, I do technical writing and documentation, if you haven't figured it out by now. And this inspires me to write up things that help people avoid doing stupid crap. And I'm on a development team. So when I see things that are like, well, you know, we'll fix this later or whatever. Well, someone's going to fucking step on their dick at some point. We ought to tell them, don't step on your dick. This is your dick. Don't step on it. And I think I do a good job at alerting folks not to step on their dicks and fuck things up. And, you know, you take from the bad experiences, you learn, try to learn from them and try to help others avoid running into that stuff, but also help them succeed. Hey, this is what it's for. And you don't put in options that, you know, click this to blow your shit up. So some Christmas thoughts, I guess, all because I had to cover the phones because there weren't enough people on phones on holidays where only the people who didn't celebrate Christmas probably chopped the heads off of people who do and would call in because there are overbooked servers. They're overloaded, overbooked, selling them for 70 drachmas a megabyte, I don't know. Or reals or whatever the hell they sell over there in head chopping land. You know, whatever they would do. You know, it inspired. You know, try to make things better. Try to unstupid the software or the server or the whatever, the service, the platform, whatever you want to call it. And just something that's useful to let people go about their lives and, you know, not have to call in on a holiday or somebody else's holiday. And I wonder if they've all outsourced all their stuff to Malaysians or Indians or Moonites or whatever the hell they're outsourcing to now that everybody is poor. I don't know.
Greetings, Moose, from Chris, because Chris Moose time is finally... Oh, no, I didn't! Oh, yes, I did. My New Year's Resolution by Christopher Monroe. In the new year, I'm going to like me. I'll look upon myself, upon my works, and strive to honestly like what I see, to take pride in those aspects of myself that I deserve pride in, to see those aspects clearly, rather than depending on the validation of others. I'll self-validate, because I'll know my own approval is the only approval I've ever needed, and in doing so, I'll finally allow myself to be happy. Obviously, this won't happen. My self-loathing is far too internalized by this point. Still, I will try. Or at least, I'll try to try. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Happy New Year, Moose. I'll talk to you all again in 2016.
Honestly, I don't believe in resolutions. If you feel the need to change something for your health, business, home, etc., it shouldn't wait until the new year. Resolutions are broken inside of the month. Fat people say they won't stuff their face, will walk 2 or 3 more miles a day, and this lasts until the weekend when they find themselves saying fuck it and cramming a bag of chips or cookies in their face. Adulterers swear that the last jump of the bones will put an end to their affair. Bollocks. A good resolution would be to stop making resolutions. Second, I hope to dream more in the new year, more dreams of spirit animals, like wolves and owls. I will write down the dreams when I awake and train myself in lucid dreaming so I can more easily control my place in the dreams, what I can do, who I see, and what I can reveal. I strongly vow that if I pull my pistol in the new year, I will be using lethal rounds and aim for main mass rather than a knee or foot. Also, lastly, I plan to expand my swordsman's skills in and about the county.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 505 on the topic of New Year's resolutions. I'm always a little bit confused as to when these actual old stories post, but if my calculations are correct, it's just after Christmas, and so I hope everyone had a good Christmas, and if you don't celebrate Christmas, well, I'm very sorry, you didn't get any presents then. Anyway, I've got 2 stories for you. My first one is called My New Year's Resolution. In 2016, I resolved to eat better. You look a little skeptical, so I'd better explain. I don't mean I want to eat a healthier diet. Heavens no. I want to upgrade the quality of what I ingest. Foie gras instead of pâté with the taste and consistency of cat food. Single malt scotch, aged until it's old enough to drink, and not bottom shelf rot gut whose age statement is measured in days. No gristly hamburger, only Kobe beef, preferably using cows that Mr. Bryant himself massages. Of course, affording this lifestyle change could be a challenge, which brings me to our meeting today. Hand over your valuables. This is a stick-up. And my second story is called Passing the Time. See that guy? Mr. Man Bun? John asked his wife. God, how awful, Melanie replied. The worst part is, he thinks it looks good. Well, he's wrong. Hey, how about that chick in the maxi dress? Those colors are ghastly. Nice look if she's a hippie in 1969. John and Melanie were on the metro, on their way to a New Year's Eve party, playing their game of Spot the Fashion Disaster. It was a target-rich environment. Wait a sec, John. Didn't we resolve to be nicer to other people in 2016? We decided the snarky comments had to go. Right, absolutely. No more snark. Technically, though, it's still 2015 for a few more hours. I say, let's not hold back. Oh, good. See the guy with the cheap fur hat? Looks like a rodent landed awkwardly on his head. And that's it for me for this week, and possibly for 2015. If there's still more 2015 next week, though, I'll be back for it. Otherwise, I'll see you in 2016.
Good morning, everyone. Richard here, and the compliments of the season to you all. I've one story this week on the topic of New Year resolution, and here it is. I can't say my school days were pleasant. I was frequently the butt of jokes, because I had one of those faces only a mother could love. Huge, sticky-out ears and a massive nose earned me the nickname Elephant Man, whilst buck teeth, pebble glasses, and a shock of ginger hair did little to improve things. After leaving school, I resolved to change my fortunes. Hair dye solved one problem. Corrective surgery and laser treatment sorted out my eyesight and nose, whilst a small fortune in dental treatment fixed my teeth. Just one thing left. Next year sees my new ear resolution. Really sorry about that. So I'll see you next year. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates for you. Story average still dropping towards 16 per week. Story total, 8,165. Movement, Charlie crosses the 50-story mark, Planet Z the 500th mark, Serendipity the 200th mark, and Phil the 400th mark. In the iron, the top six iron monkeys are currently actively advancing. Richard is two stories away from becoming the 8th Iron Monkey, Lizzie becoming the 11th Iron Monkey, and a mere four stories from displacing Guy David. Tura becomes the 12th Iron Monkey with 118 stories in a row. All hail Tura. But the story of note this week is Jeffrey, who edges ahead of Richard to become the 5th Monkey. All hail Jeffrey. And my story this week is called The Grasshopper Lies Heavy. True to form, Benny dutifully made out his resolutions for the coming year. There was the usual ones concerning weight and health, the social ones about keeping in touch with friends and family. All pretty pedestrian until you got to resolution 15. Raise an evil army for global domination. His girlfriend Ruth helpfully pointed out he had misspelled domination. Thank you, honey. That most assuredly would have raised serious doubts among my minions. You might want to rethink that minions thing. That term has been co-opted to the cute. How about Spawn of Darkness? Bernie gave her two thumbs up. And that's it for this week. Before we end this year, I want to thank our dozen active authors. Tom, Planet Z, Phil, Jeffrey, Richard, Zachman, Chris, Tura, Lizzie, Serendipity, Anima, Danny, and Charlie, who currently have posted 3,500 stories. Week after week, your dedication to our band of bards is quite admirable. Thank you for your longtime support. A Merry Christmas to all, and good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week, the last of 2015. Well, this is not exactly a story, it's sort of a story, a New Year's resolution, and here it goes. Sometimes there are things in life that make us struggle, that turn each day into an uphill battle. Then, sometimes, someone shows up and asks, "Are you okay?" Sometimes, a question as simple as this is all it takes. The world seems to change, to shift just a tiny bit. Sometimes, that is the difference between struggling to stay afloat and moving on. I don't really have to tell you that I'm not okay. You know, and you encourage me. You encourage me to believe. Believing that life can be okay again is a good start, isn't it? Thank you. And this was my story, sort of story, for this week. I wish everyone a wonderful 2016, with plenty of smiles and lots of wonderful things. All your projects, especially the writing projects, coming true. And have a great year. Fortunately or unfortunately, you'll have me back next week. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pedro, and I will be using a text-to-speech program to read my stories for me. This is my first time submitting a short story on this website, so I hope you all like it, or at least some of you. The story shall commence now. A Fateful Drop. Nobu was a brave samurai warrior, his loyalty unwavering. He had served Lord Yamamoto well and was held in high regard by him and all who knew him. After 2 years away from home, Nobu was eager to see his wife and infant son, but before he could return to his family, Yamamoto fell in battle and his army was defeated. Nobu survived, but he could not avenge his master's death. The Bushido Code demanded that he take his own life. And seppuku. As he drew his short sword, he hesitated. Who'll take care of his family? How could he abandon them? Yet honor demanded that he do so. Should he drop the sword or drop to his knees and end his life? Nobu closed his eyes and said, "Gomenasai."
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. When it came, it was unexpected, vicious, bloody, and brutal. The mercenaries I'd secretly trained proved to be a force to be reckoned with. Overwhelming defenses, and rapidly taking control throughout the country. Any opposition was met, on my instructions, with ruthless and swift retribution. Many lives were lost, and much blood was spilled. January the 1st. A new dawn, and a new regime in power. With me, at the helm. Unfortunately, the whole thing was a misunderstanding. A terrible mistake, arising from my poor understanding of English. It should have been, resolution? Not New Year's, revolution. And a Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, to everyone at One A Day.
This is Zach Mann. I will lose weight, become better educated, get a higher paying or more socially prestigious job, do more work around the house, and keep my car clean. I will buy fast food with younger son twice a week and buy him really cool Transformers collector's toys to give as special occasions gifts. I will buy elder son's girlfriend San Jose Sharks gear next Christmas. Sorry, family, none of these work. I plan to keep with the tradition of not making promises I might not keep. If I ever change my mind, I will definitely write my own New Year's resolution list.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 505 with the prompt of New Year's resolution. Well, here's my story. Henry, the red-tailed hawk pigeon, had no fear of competition from his old friends and family. They were as normal and ordinary as any pigeon could be. No goals for self-improvement, no changes in diet or exercise. No New Year's resolutions. While Henry had chosen to rise above his lot in life and join the ranks of the raptors, his former companions had done more than only decline their chance at self-improvement. They had designated themselves as his prey. Henry's New Year's resolution would be to show his former friends and family he was serious about his transformation. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoinu here with a story about New Year resolutions. At the beginning of the millennium, I made some New Era resolutions. On Talk Like a Pirate Day, I made some New Yar resolutions. When I went a bit deaf, I made a New Era resolution and got a hearing aid. Last year, I went wildebeest hunting. It was my New Year resolution. Working in the civil service, every year I'd make a New Year regulation, but as a card-carrying anarchist, I was actually working in secret for a New Year revolution. This year, I'm going to take up craft brewing. It's my new beer resolution. Let's drink to that.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The name United Nations is oxymoronic, said the outgoing ambassador to his replacement. The only way you'll make a difference is to prevent others from pushing their barbaric agenda in the name of peace. And every time you try to solve a problem or fix an injustice, somebody else will block your efforts and claim that they're doing the same. The ambassador handed over the keys to the office and a folder of draft resolutions. It's your problem now. He then headed to the airport so he could spend New Year's at home. Where was home? Does it really matter?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of New Year's resolutions. You can check out more in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with the text of the stories, links to various stuff, where these people come from, if they sent a URL. If they didn't, they're hiding from you. You podcast listeners, the few that are left, are scary, or you're probably off going to listen to Serial with that Bo Bergdahl jerk-ass.
I was just going because everything sucked there and I wanted to bring attention to it, so I got my ass captured. Duh.
I know that's not what it's like. I've been listening to it too. and I preferred the one where the kid got killed. Not sure what else there is out there to say. It's the end of the year. Hey, thanks for being a part of this, sticking with this, trying, challenging yourself, putting up with my bullshit. And, we got another year coming, I think, once I got run over by a train. Or die of some horrible disease. I mean, I just had chopped liver and tongue and Munster on rye. I've been having that for a few days. I mean, God, $50 for the makings of sandwiches at a deli, for fuck's sake. And the deli wasn't open on Christmas. What the hell is the deal with that? You call yourself a fucking deli? Closed on Christmas? What the hell is wrong with you assholes? Probably should use some Yiddish word in there. So, thank you all for, and for all those of you who don't participate anymore, I hope you're doing well with whatever you're doing. I hear from some of you now and then, I just don't have any ideas. It's okay. As long as you're doing something creative or expressive or constructive. As for those of you who have just kind of given up and you're not listening, what the shit am I talking to you for? You're not listening. You're not hearing this. Fuck that. Fuck you. So, that's it. We've had ourselves a good year. Although, we kind of measure years in the weekly challenge. And when was the first weekly challenge? When did those 100 words or less Nessman jerks give up? And I took over and just said, eh, fuck it, let's do it here. Was that March? Or the podcast anniversary at the end of May? What the hell is a year, really? It's just an artificial construct. There's nothing magical about it. We slap a number on it. Apparently when some dude was born, even though it was probably born 4 years before, 4 years after, fuck it, who cares about accuracy, right? When the Lord is involved. Who gives a shit? And who decides when? The beginning and the end of the year is the Chinese have dragons with bells jumping around and the Jews have their blowing the shofar and there's a Muhammad one and this and that. Everybody has their own fucking new year. When does the year begin? When does it start? What is a year? What is a month? What is a day? What is an hour? What does it matter? What matters is what you're doing with that time. You know, go watch Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared in Time. Time is just a construct. Me. Who knows? Who the hell knows? It's what you do with it. Me? I waste my time on this. So, Happy New Year to everyone. Get over it. Challenge yourself to do something. Also, keep an eye on what Chris Mooney sings, Sing Albatross. Keep an eye on what he's doing. He's doing some stuff for Singapore coming up this next year, whatever a year is. And it's going to be some cool shit. And when he has an announcement or whatever, I'm going to pass it along. They're going to be projecting stuff and all that into Singapore. I mean, it's a small place. I mean, so if you project this stuff, a lot of people are going to see it and be appreciated and moved and... It's not about the money or the audience. It's about, you know, expressing and sharing. And maybe they'll be inspired to do cool shit that projects things on buildings. As opposed to people in Syria who are projecting bodies and blood and nails and barrel bombs on people. Jackasses. Oh, millions of us are now going to flee instead of fighting for our country. We're going to flee and then get pissed off in Europe because we don't have enough mosques and you're eating bacon. And really? That's pretty fucked up. You know, I saw a proposal by someone, hey, let's give them guns and training and send them back to fight and win. No, you can't do that. Let's settle them all here so we have 900 million people here all working at McDonald's. Ooh, I want to go to McDonald's. So thank you all for being a part of this despite, in spite, out of spite. Take care, and I will see y'all next year. The next topic is early. You had to wait all that long to hear that. Yeah, I posted in a separate post anyway. And as always, keep it brief.